daily devotional on 2 Kings 12. Reading for December 13th in our ongoing journey through 2 Kings. One, dawn after a long night, v1-3. Yesterday, we remembered the terror of Athaliah and the daring rescue that hid an infant prince in the temple storerooms, see December 11th note. Chapter 12 picks up when that child, Joash, also called Jehoash, has now worn the crown for 7 quiet years. Jehoiada, the priest, instructed, Hebrew Yara, to teach or direct the young king. It hints at a relationship much like Samuel guiding the boy King David. Joash did what was right, all the years Jehoiada instructed him. New International Version. The text is already cautious. Faith that is borrowed from a mentor must one day stand on its own. Cross-references. Deuteronomy 6, 6-7, Psalm 71, 17-18, 2 Timothy 1, 5. 2. A house in disrepair, Vivor 4-8. The temple, built almost 130 years earlier, shows cracks. The Hebrew phrase, Bedek HaBayit, literally means the breach of the house, hinting at physical gaps, but also spiritual ones. Historical window. Archaeologists have found waitstones from the 9th century BC stamped with priestly symbols and the word Kodesh, holy. They confirm a system for handling sacred silver, much like the one Joash reforms. Joash commands the priests to use the regular offerings, the half shekel, atonement money, free will gifts, and money each man's heart prompts him to bring, for repairs. But nothing happens. Centuries later, Jesus meets the same problem when he drives out merchants from a temple again, in need of cleansing, Matthew 21, 12-13. 3. The chest with a hole in the lid, Vengeance 9-16. Innovation follows failure. Jehoiada borrows a craftsman's insight and places a wooden chest beside the altar, drilling a small round opening in its top. In modern terms, transparent accounting, public giving, clear purpose. Literary note, the narrative slows, almost journalistic, listing coinage, weights, tools, and wages. The writer wants us to hear the clink of silver, to smell the fresh cedar shavings, to picture a house slowly restored. Verse 15 is striking. They did not require an accounting from those to whom they gave the money to pay the workers, because they acted with complete honesty. Earlier mistrust forced structural change, now integrity blooms. Augustine used this passage to preach on reformed structures producing reformed hearts, while Calvin cautioned that human honesty still needs wise guardrails. Suggested him, Take My Life and Let It Be, Francis R. Havergal, 8-74, A Song of Consecrated Stewardship. Cross-references, Exodus 30, 11-16, Swaston Corinthians, /8, 20-21, Mark, /12, 41-44, Another Chest, Another Lesson. Nastop Wad, Madsui Tupamo or Ixwais. 4. When Pressure Mounts, Vers 17-18. Hazael of Aram marches south. Joash buys him off with gold dedicated to the Lord, treasure just restored now handed to a pagan king. The chronicler, 2 Chronicles 24, says Joash later turns to idolatry after Jehoiada's death. 2 Kings lets the tribute payment speak for itself. Theological tension. Can holy things be used for political survival? Rabbinic tradition calls it Hillul Kodesh, profaning the holy, yet also notes that sometimes mercy tempers the strict letter of the law. Christian thinkers have seen here a warning about the slow leak of compromise. When crisis strikes, we reveal where our trust truly rests. Cross-references. 1 Kings 18:19. Asa did something similar. Psalm 20, 7, Matthew 6, 19:21. 5. Finishing lines, Vir 19:21. Joash, once the child of promise, is assassinated by servants on the way down to Silla. Nothing more is said. The brevity stings. Starting well is not the same as finishing well. See 1 Galatians 5:5, /7. Early church writers paired Joash with Demas, so 1 Timothy 4:10, both began in good company, but drifted. Spurgeon used Joash to counsel pastors. Borrowed light fades at sunset, kindle your own lamp at the altar of God. Key themes to carry into the day. 1. Borrowed faith versus owned faith. Godly mentors are gifts, yet each soul must meet God personally. 2. Stewardship and transparency. Sacred resources, money, time, talent, need structures that encourage integrity. 3. The slow erosion of compromise. Fear of earthly powers can tempt us to spend what belongs to God for quick safety. 4. The call to finish. Well early. Flashes of obedience must ripen into lifelong faithfulness. Slashro lon, deno lano bro loho. Nashwal utelfos deal dan don. Note on language. Bedek, breach crack, appears here, and in Leviticus 24 slide points art. 12 about a blasphemer held in custody. Both contexts show something broken awaiting judgment or repair. Repetitions of silver, kesef, create an audible thread, 17 times in the Hebrew text, mirroring the ringing of coins. It is deliberate prose music. Slachuim olanj ufio tak tont, uitu slashwof akuio tansuan sun suratuwadu kota on sahtashawiyu suan tertofta. For further study, tonight. Read 2 Chronicles 24 for the fuller tragedy. Compare Jesus' cleansing of the temple, John 2, 1322, and notice echoes of Joash's reforms. Skim modern reports on temple period weight stones, e.g. Israel Museum Catalogue number 86-112, to see physical reminders of this chapter. Silencio, your pacte orfostano of all. Prayer. Lord of every house, you rescued Joash from the shadows and mended your dwelling through willing hands. Mend the hidden breaches in us today. Teach us to give what is yours with glad, open hearts, to build structures that honor honesty, to trust you, not our compromises, when enemies press in, and to finish the race with eyes still fixed on Jesus. For his glory, we pray. Amen.